The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
What do you do if you disagree with the policies established by your employer at your workplace? How do you protect your integrity at work when asked to do what you think is unwise or actually harmful? These are questions that relate to on-the-job practice. Many of us have had to address them at one time or another. But how we respond to such work dilemmas depends on our ethical sophistication. Take the case of science teachers in Texas. That state is only the most recent to debate its science standards, particularly those standards that relate to the Earth's formation. In March 2009, the Texas Board of Education approved a science curriculum that, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal, opens the door for teachers and textbooks to raise doubts about evolution. For example, an amendment to the Texas Earth and Space Science curriculum requires the teaching of different theories of the origin, age, and history of the universe. And this debate is not unique to Texas. In Louisiana and in 8 other states, legislative proposals are pending that require science teachers to teach both for and against evolution. So, if you are a trained science teacher and believe the scientific evidence, what do you do? According to ethicists, there are several options for morally justified behavior in situations where the requirements of the job go against one's conscience and professional integrity. Cornell University professor Ken Strike concludes, there are 4 basic options for ethical behavior in these circumstances, but only one option that is unethical. According to Professor Strike, an individual faced with such job dilemmas has the following ethical alternatives. First, she can accommodate the expectations of her employer and give in. Indeed, writes Dr. Strike, democracy requires that when we lose an argument about some policy or practice, we respect the majority view and act on it. A second option is to find productive ways to continue to press one's point of view. In the case of Texas teachers, they can lobby outside working hours. They can write letters or speak with school board members, or in other ways, seek in an appropriate manner reconsideration of the policy. A third option is to publicly refuse to teach the proscribed subject matter and accept the consequences. Years ago in Fresno, bilingual teacher Sergio Mano did just that. He refused to administer the state test to his non-English-speaking third graders and was suspended by Fresno Unified School District during the testing period. Subsequently, he was reinstated. And finally, a fourth option is to resign. Sometimes, according to Professor Strike, if we are asked to do something that we cannot in good conscience do, there may be no alternative but to quit. The one unethical option is to feign compliance while deliberately deceiving state regulations. It is unethical to take a salary for a job whose requirements we consciously set out to undermine. Such underhandedness is not acceptable. Many of us have faced workplace situations that made us uncomfortable. Sometimes those situations are resolved, and sometimes they pass. But when our workplace becomes an ethically intolerable place, there are appropriate and inappropriate ways to deal with the situation. The honorable way is to choose an ethical alternative. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.